It's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Hey, y'all, wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. A 45-year-old Nebraska woman was arrested for allegedly exploiting a glitch at a gas station pump that allowed her to pump gas for free. Yeah, the woman now faces felony theft charges after scamming the gas station out of nearly, get this, $28,000 worth of fuel over several months.
Good God.
Who uses $28,000 worth of fuel over several months?
Don't know. That's a lot of fuel. Well, the incident came to light in October when the loss prevention manager at the company reported the scam at their pump and pantry location in Lincoln, Nebraska. Cool place. It was discovered that by double swiping a rewards card, the gas pump would enter demonstration mode, allowing users to pump gas without charge.
Yeah.
You discover it, you take advantage. Authorities traced the repeated use of a specific rewards card back to the suspect through video surveillance.
Yeah.
Additionally, another woman admitted to police that she had paid the suspect $500 to use the card for discounted fuel, resulting in a loss of about $700 for the gas station. But the total was $28,000.
Good Lord.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for joining us today. We've got more stuff coming up. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon here, along with Magic Mike Chickasaw Rick Shaw.
Thank you so much.
With the Professor Fatso Puny.
Hey, man, been here a while.
And we've got the President Bill Clinton. That's good. I'm always here, man. It's great. Let's take a look at history for this date.
Yeah, history for this date.
Get your history lesson. 1982. A groundbreaking ceremony for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was held in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
1997, in San Diego, California, 39 Heaven's Gates cultists committed mass suicide at their compound.
I remember that.
Yeah, they drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That was nuts. Yeah. Yeah, I was president then. That was a big issue. It's like, what's going on here? 1999, on this date, the Melissa worm infected Microsoft word processing and email systems around the world.
Wow. Messing with them.
I'm going to hang those guys up by their Buster Browns for doing that sort of stuff.
I think hackers are just a way of life. 2000, on this date, Vladimir Putin.
Putin.
He was elected president of Russia.
Wow. And 24 years later, he keeps getting reelected.
I heard this time it was like 97%.
Yeah, that's because most of the people who voted for the opposition were shot.
Yeah.
Probably true, yeah. He won again by 100%. 2003, on this date, Tony Evans of Swansea, Wales, dropped the world's largest rubber band ball out of an airplane over the Mojave Desert in Arizona to see if it would bounce.
Really?
Well, it didn't. The one-ton record-breaking ball took 20 seconds to drop a mile and stayed firmly rooted in the crater it created. Evans had spent 5 years building the ball.
Yeah, out of rubber bands.
Yeah. So, didn't work. 2009, on this date, a chopstick lodged in a martial arts master's stomach during a training stunt 20 years ago was removed.
You mean that sucker was in his stomach for 20 years?
Yeah. Wing Ma of China accidentally swallowed the 7-inch stick while trying to condition his body to take pain.
Yeah, I bet that hurt.
Yeah. He says it never came out the other end.
Yeah.
He was waiting for it to come like a marble or something.
Yeah. He said, I forgot about it until I started to get pains in my stomach 20 years later. That's when he went to see a doctor and had that sucker removed.
Yeah, man. So,
Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio History. 2012, on this date, Canadian filmmaker James Cameron became the first person to visit Challenger Deep, the deepest point in the ocean on Earth. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. We got more stuff coming up. Thanks for listening. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Coming to you from New York today, as we usually do. Special events today. It's Holy Tuesday. Legal Assistance Day. Make up your own holiday day.
Yeah. Butt cheek day.
Did you say butt cheek?
Yeah, butt cheek day.
Bill likes that. Nougat day, spinach day, purple day, and solitude day.
Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. And in birthdays for today, Keira Knightley from Pirates of the Caribbean, 39. Jonathan Groff from Mindhunter. And he's also been in a lot of Broadway shows. 39 years old today.
Yeah.
T.R. Knight from Grey's Anatomy, 51. Leslie Mann from This Is 40 is 52.
Yeah.
Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing, 64 years old today.
Wow. That was 1987, right?
And she had some, like, reconstructive surgery.
Oh, I remember that. She didn't look like her anymore. I thought she was cuter before they did the face. Yeah, she wasn't recognizable.
Didn't do much for the career. I ain't seen her much.
Martin Short, 74 today. Singer, actor Vicki Lawrence from the Carol Burnett Show and Mama's Family, 75 today. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Wow.
76.
Man, I remember the day when he was young and pumping it up. Remember when he fell out of that tree?
Yeah, he did.
Diana Ross, 80 years old today.
Yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, 84 years old today. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Get some wacky but true coming up for you.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A peculiar incident occurred on the Interstate 5 freeway in Santa Clara, California, the other day. Hundreds of rolls of toilet paper spilled onto the road.
Ball wrap everywhere.
Mm-hmm. This caused a significant traffic disruption.
Yeah. If it had been during that toilet paper shortage in the pandemic, there would have been people running around trying to grab it all.
Yeah. But they didn't do that here. It was reported that approximately 3 boxes of toilet paper fell from a Ford F-350 truck leading to traffic being reduced to two lanes as the California Highway Patrol officers worked diligently to clear up the mess.
Yeah.
The majority of the toilet paper was successfully removed. The driver of the truck actually contacted authorities when he realized all the bull wrap had gone out of his truck.
Yeah. So, whoops.
The Standish Maximum Correctional Facility in Michigan has been abandoned since 2009. But that doesn't stop intruders from breaking in. Law enforcement officials were alerted over the weekend to a break-in when an alarm sounded at 11:30 p.m. Sunday.
Kids checking stuff out.
Yeah, upon arrival, deputies found the front gate open and the lock cut off.
Yeah, kids having fun.
It's drugs. It remains unclear what motivated the break-in or if anything was taken from the abandoned facility. An investigation is now ongoing.
It's always ongoing.
A security guard at a store in the UK noticed a customer pocket an item and leave the store without paying for it. So the guard went out front and confronted the man. The shoplifter pulled a knife and assumed a fighting stance.
Come on, mother, come on. You cheeky bugger, I'll get you.
He threatened the guard to stay back, then he ran off. The stolen item was a tube of foot cream. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Things you may not have known yesterday. And other stuff coming up. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Yeah, some trivia for you. Finland has 60,000 of these.
Criminals?
No. Rick Chung?
I don't know. 60,000 shores?
Nope. Professor?
I'm not even going to give it a try.
All right, Finland has 60,000 of these, and the answer is, what are lakes?
Yeah.
More trivia. What famous trophy weighs 32 pounds?
Oh, I know that one. It's the Stanley Cup.
Rick Chung?
I'm going to agree with him.
Professor?
I'll go with the Stanley Cup on that one.
You all are correct.
Yeah.
Things you may not have known yesterday.
Yeah, really. There are things we did not know.
Yep, things you may not have known yesterday. An attosecond is 1/1,000,000th of a billionth of a second.
What?
Think about it. An attosecond is 1/1,000,000th of a billionth of a second.
And many have gone by since you said that.
Correct. The odds of a mother having twins? 90-1.
Yeah.
Of all animals, donkeys are said to have the loudest of what?
Baying noise?
Noise they make.
Both of you are wrong, but Bill?
They have the loudest farts.
Believe it or not, you are correct.
Really cool.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More stuff coming up.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon Program.
Do some more trivia here on the not quite famous Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. There are 1,160 of these in Japan.
Healthcare centers?
Nope. Rick Chung?
1,160 of these in Japan. I'm going to say, abortion centers?
No.
Professor?
There used to be 1,160 record shops, but there are no more. So I don't know.
Yeah. No, there are 1,160 of these in Japan. What are KFC restaurants?
Yeah, cool.
44% of us have suffered from what?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay. Professor?
I like that irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Bad pooper.
Yeah.
You are all wrong. 44% of us have suffered from what?
What is a broken bone? And the number for the day today?
Yeah.
3 million. That's the number of vending machines in the U.S. And there you have it. Today's Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. It's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, President Bill Clinton, and a boy named Sue. I'm Ronald Demerson, studio announcer. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024. Internetwork.
iNet Radio.